So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a machlekes regarding hamakdish avdei stam, a person who states that his servant shall become hektish, but did not specify for which hektish. Rabba Amarav says, yatzel cheres. The servant becomes free, because his intention is not for the eved to become hektish, but rather, the lahava am kadish kamar. His intention is for the eved to become free as a member of Kalal Yisrael, who are considered a holy nation. However, Rabba himself cites several brises which hold that the eved does become hektish. However, ein moilim boy, there's no din me'ila to bring a carbon asham me'ilois, or to pay karim v'chemish, because avdu kimekar koidomi. An eved kanani is considered like land, in which there is no me'ila. This is derived from Sukkim. However, there is a machlekes regarding se'ayrei ha'amid ligazis, his long hair that is ready to be cut off. The Tanakhama holds ein moilim besayrei, because kol ha'amid ligazis lavka gazis dami. The hair is not considered already cut off, therefore it's part of the eved, for which there is no me'ila. While Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds moilim besayrei, because kol ha'amid ligazis kegazis dami. The hair is considered cut off, and considered metatlin, for which there is me'ila. Before we proceed to the Gemara's discussion of various ways an Eved Kanani can be freed, let's clarify the following. There are two parts to a Yisrael's ownership of an Eved Kanani. Kinyan Mamon, he becomes the Yisrael's property and all the Eved's work belongs to his master. Kinyan Isser, an Eved Kanani must initially undergo Mila and Tefillah L'Shem Avdus, immersion in a mikvah for the purpose of becoming an Eved Kanani. He then acquires a unique status in that he becomes M'chuyiv B'mitzvahs Ki'isha, obligated in the mitzvahs that apply to women. However, he may marry a shifcha, but cannot marry a bas Yisrael, a Jewish woman. If and when he is emancipated, he must undergo another tefillah l'shem ben chayrin and becomes a full-fledged Yisrael. He is then mechuyev in all mitzvahs and can marry a bas Yisrael. In other words, an eved kanani becomes a Yisrael and is permitted to a bas Yisrael only if his master completely frees him and removes both features of avdus. Now, how is this accomplished? All agree that if the master writes him a shtar shichur, a document of emancipation, the eved is completely free and can marry a bas Yisrael. Regarding pidyon, where the eved redeems himself with money, there is a machlokes. Rebbe holds oy bekesef, oy b'shtar. An eved kanani becomes completely free in one of these two ways, because as Rashi explains, there is a hekesh of kesef to shtar in the pasuk regarding shifcha charufa, which states v'havti lo neftasa oy chuf shalo nitin lo. Chuvsh refers to a shtar shechur, and pidyon is with kesef. Either one removes both the kinyan mamon and kinyan iser. However, the Gemara cites a brayso in which Reb Shimon disagrees and holds shtar goymer ba v'na kesef goymer ba. An eved or shivcha become completely free only through a shtar, but not through kesef, because the pasuk concludes lo yumsu ki lo chuvasha. Here, the pasuk mentions only shtar, but not pidyon b'kesef. One is liable for a shivcha charufa only if she received a shtar shichur and was completely free, but he is not liable if she was redeemed herself with kesef and became only partially free. According to Reb Shimon, pidyon removes only the kinyan mamon, but does not remove the kinyan iser, and an eved kanani cannot marry a bas Yisrael after pidyon alone, but still needs a shtar shichur. After citing several amirim with varying opinions as to whether the halacha follows Reb Shimon, the Gemara concludes, Ein halacha k'Reb Shimon. Now let's proceed to another method of shichur, which apparently removes only the kinyan mamon. Hamafker avdei yotz l'cheres. If a person declares his eved ownerless, the eved becomes free. However, here too we have a machlokes. Rav Reb Yechanan hold v'tzaruch get shichur. The hafker removes only the kinyan mamon, but he still requires a get shichur to remove the remaining kinyan iser. However, in the previous daf, the Gemara cited Shmuel who holds ein tzaruch get shichur. He does not require get a shtar shichur. Shenemar b'chol eved ish miknas kesef. Eved sheyesh li rishus l'rabbi olav kari eved. She'en li rishus l'rabbi olav ain kari eved. Once the master has no kinyan mamon in the eved, he's no longer considered an eved at all, and there's no kinyan iser either. In other words, Shmuel holds that the kinyan iser cannot exist without the kinyan mamon. The Gemara questions Rav Reb Yechanan from Abraisa. A ger who passed away with no children, and the Yisrael seeks to seize his assets that also include servants. The Tanakhama holds, all the avadim, both adults and children, acquire their own selves first and become free, and another person cannot acquire them. Abashal disagrees and says, Only the adult avadim, who generally can make a kinyan, can acquire themselves and are free. But the minors, who generally cannot acquire anything, remain avadim and therefore a Yisrael can acquire them. The Braisa implies that these avadim are completely free, even regarding the kinyan Isser, and may marry Bas Yisrael. The Gemara therefore asks, V'chim mikos of get shichur le'elu, they did not receive a get shichur from the ger. The Gemara explains, Kisavar ula avdei de ger ki ishtai. As Rashi explains, an eved is compared to a woman by the gzeres shava of the word law. The pasuk of get isha states, V'chus of law save increases, and the pasuk of get shichur states, Eichuv shalai nitin law. Therefore, ma ishtai mishtalchum le get, afavadav mishtalchum le get. Just as a woman, who while her husband is alive, can remarry only if he gives her a get, but if he dies, she does not require a get, because misa alone removes her kinyan iser, so too, while the ger is alive, the eved becomes completely free with a get shichur, but if he dies, the eved does not require a get shichur, because misa alone removes his kinyan iser, since the ger does not have yershim who inherit the eved. However, if a Yisrael dies, the eved does not become free unless he receives a get shichur, because the Yarshim inherit their father's Eved, as the Pasuk states, V'esnachaltem oisim levnechem achareichem l'resha sachuza. And therefore, Hamafker Avdei v'meis, if a Yisrael declares his Eved ownerless, and afterwards he dies, the Eved does become completely free, even without a get shechur, because the Yarshim do not inherit the Eved, since the father already removed the Kinyan Mammon, and Misa removes the Kinyan Isser. The Gemara goes on to mention Rebbe's ruling in the case of Amar Nisya'ashti Mipleini Avdi Oimrani Ein Lo Takana El Bishtar. If a person states, I give up hope of ever finding my Eved, which is the equivalent of Hefker, Rebbe rules like Rav, Rabbi Yechanan, the Eved cannot marry unless he receives a Shtar Shechur. The Gemara points out that in this case, Pinyon would not be effective. Although Rebbe holds Oibikes of Oibishtar, that is only where the master owned both the Kinyan Isser and the Kinyan Mammon at the time, and Pinyon has the power to remove both. However, in this case, Hefker certainly can only remove the Kinyan Mammon, and the remaining Kinyan Isser alone cannot be removed by a basically monetary transaction of Pidyon, only by a Shtar Shechur. The Gemara cites a Maimer and elaborates on his opinion in the next daf, who essentially holds like Rav Rabbi Yechanan that a Mafker Avdei Yotzei L'Cheres V'Tzarech Get Shechur. However, according to the first version there, a Maimer holds Tzarech V'Ein Lo Takana. He needs a Shtar Shechur to remove the remaining Kinyan Isser, but he cannot get it, and will therefore never be able to marry a Bas Yisrael, because Rav Maimer holds that even Shtar Shichur cannot remove the Kinyan Isser alone. According to the second version, there, Rav Maimer agrees that the master can give him a Shtar Shichur to remove the Kinyan Isser. However, in the case of Hamafker Avdei V'meis, Oisa Eved Ein Lo Takana. The Hefker of the father removed the Kinyan Mammon, however, since he died, Isur Lebrei Loi Meiris. The Kinyan Isser alone cannot be inherited, therefore, the heirs cannot give him a shtar shechur.